Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of January 1st, 2018. My name is Dina and I am your phenologist for the week. Joby has noticed that the sun is becoming brighter during the afternoon, then getting dark a bit later. Around 5:30, we have gone past the shortest day of the year. Ruby noticed that the weather is becoming colder and can even get to 20 or 30 below. We had indoor recess twice this week due to the cold temps. Thursday, the 21st, Rebecca's cousin got frostbite on his cheeks just from being outside for 15 minutes. We enjoyed clear night skies to watch the bright full moon last Monday. Many students noticed the rings around it. The wind was so brisk, Ari almost got blown away. Over Christmas break, Lydia saw a bald eagle soar over the front window of her car while driving to town. We are experiencing an eruption of owls this year, and it has been so much fun watching them all over. They are hunting the large numbers of rodents that are around this year. Now it is the great gray owl's turn. On Tuesday, Signe and David discovered great gray owls in their backyard and flying around their house. Miss TG and her husband noticed that one swooped down in their yard to catch a vole tunneling in the snow. It left wind marks and a large hole in the snow where the tunnel stops. Megan saw a great gray owl on the tree right by her grandpa's deck. It was even close enough to touch. Listen for woodpeckers as they begin strumming to mark their territories. I have heard one already. Many of our North Shore community students are seeing more and more snowshoe hare and deer tracks in our school forest. Brooke noticed many tracks in her woods, such as grouse, rabbit, deer, and vole tracks. In the school forest, Lydia D. and Lily happened to notice three deer beds. Mice and fox tracks were also evident. Evan saw a white snowshoe hare run into the forest at his house. He noticed it because it was moving. Amber saw some wolf tracks. Each time Amber gives her cat water, it freezes right after she puts it outside. At this time of year, be sure to have a warm, sheltered place for your pet, as they suffer from the cold and get frostbite as well. They also need to have water outside, as it is very dry in the cold. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be warm and observant.